Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I got a little longer drive to work now, and so I set my alarm 5 minutes early. And I beat Todd for the first time in years.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Except for the days I miss my alarm.
But that's very rare, though. That might be
once every six months.
Yeah, maybe once every 6 months. So, yeah, it's very rare when I pull in and Todd's truck's not there, and I don't like it. I don't like the routine.
Did you remember where to park?
I parked in Todd's spot.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
He took my spot.
Which is very funny that we park right beside each other, because I think about that every day I leave around, 10:01, 9:58, and there's nobody in the parking lot.
No.
So we're, like, snuggled up to each other for no reason. I mean, there's nobody there.
Well, that's not no reason.
There's no other car on the other side of my car.
Right.
And I still park right beside that. In fact, yesterday, Todd could barely get into his car as we were both leaving at the same time because I was too close to him. I said, I guess I could move over one.
I parked kind of weird yesterday.
Yeah. Was that you?
That was me. Yeah.
Oh, Craig and I do the same thing on the other side.
We
park in the same two spots.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't care. Like, I've pulled in days when he's not been here.
Yeah.
Or I beat him here.
Right.
And I have to go. I pull into a spot and go, nope, this is wrong. Back out, move over one. Because it's just when I pull in. I don't know until I look at it and go, oh, no, this is wrong.
We're so isolated back here in the corner anyway, even in normal times. But I forget that every day I forget nobody else is in the building.
No.
There's nobody working here. I mean, some TV guys, and they're usually just, they're production dudes. And then, of course, us and a couple of the morning shows. That's about it.
When I leave.
No sales, a couple of program directors.
When I leave after you guys, there's maybe four cars left when I take off.
And yeah, there's about 50 spots in the parking lot. Half a dozen or TV vehicles.
And we're all snug.
And the rest of us are just all huddled together.
Well, we're right by the door.
Yeah.
We park close to the door.
In little crowds. So, yeah, so I beat you here. I don't like that. So I'm trying to adjust my time.
Well, you'll figure it out.
I got time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Craig hates to say that anybody's got time, but we all have time.
Not him.
He's
a busy
solid
mofo.
Solid busy all the time.
Busy.
Solid busy.
All the time.
Yes. I found that the day goes a little quicker.
When you what?
When you take a 3-hour nap. I haven't been sleeping very well in the afternoon lately.
Three-hour one's good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I do the swimming thing right after we get off
with
the air.
With four-legged women, too.
Yeah. And that's not going to last much longer.
No.
But consequently, I don't get to lay down until about probably 1 o'clock.
Oh, and you wake up at 4?
Yeah. And
yesterday,
that's a good nap on the weekend for a Friday, but what'd you do on when'd you fall asleep last night?
Well, yesterday I took a little melatonin so I could get a nap.
Oh, in the afternoon.
I didn't get any sleep Monday night because I was firing up the generator all the time.
Oh, so that's right.
It's all catching up, and I went to bed about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I woke up around 2, and I said, I think I could get a little more shut-eye. Yeah. And then I woke up at 4:45.
Melatonin. Melatonin had a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost 4 hours.
Did you do melatonin again last night?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't do it at night. Yeah. The only time I've ever done it.
But you should. I can't believe I don't know how you do that on a nap, because that is a killer drug.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how you go back to sleep at night.
I know.
If I cracked off 4 hours in the afternoon, I'd be up till 2.
Yeah. Well, that's the Moscow Mule.
Ah,
helping a little bit.
There you go.
I had a few of those.
I had some wine myself last night.
I went to bed at a normal time last night and got up at a normal time this morning.
But I'm just so angry I can't watch college football. You know, I'm tossing and turning because the most important thing in my life is Penn State. No, it's not. But I was on the social media watching some college football smack, and people are just freaking nuts. They're just nuts.
USA Today says Nebraska could go rogue.
Let them go.
You
think the rest of their sports want to leave? I don't think so.
Probably not.
No.
But I read
$52 million, by the way. These are all money things.
North Dakota State wants Nebraska.
Yeah, they have a shot against North Dakota State.
They might
be able to beat them.
Is that level of football playing?
No.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, that canceled.
No, that's
done. D2 got canceled.
That's done.
Well, they're not D2. They're 1AA.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think that division just blanketly got shut down.
FCS.
Yeah, 1AA is done. Yeah. Right.
But see, Fargo, now that the North Dakota State is winning, is a lot like the state of Nebraska, where that's all that matters. It's football.
But that's one thing about that. Nebraska isn't winning.
Well, they think they are.
No, it's crazy.
They still think it's 1997.
That's one thing Wilbon really got right about in that rap. I know people hate Wilbon for saying that, a lot of Husker fans. And we're talking to a lot of you, and we get your passion. I understand that. We've been here a long time. But that was part he was totally right about. They haven't done anything.
I saw a meme posted just recently. Hey, talking Wilbon.
I know.
Look at all in the past 50 years, here's how many championships he won. Well, the last time they did anything was 1997.
Right.
Yeah, most of the kids who are coming into college now weren't born in 1997.
All of them weren't, Todd. That's 23 years old.
Yeah, right.
If you're coming into college now, you're born in 97, you're 23.
In 1997, you're graduating from college.
You're done with college.
Yeah, if you got to go back 50 years to make your program relevant, reaching.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just hilarious to see that stuff. And most of them are COVID deniers, too, and that's what's sad about it. I mean, it's just sad. It's just pathetic and sad that you can't believe people are dying and blah, 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 blah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What else is going on? Oh, Ian Bagg's going to phone the program, right?
Yes, he is.
We love Ian Bagg. Ian Bagg, who lives in L.A. now. You're going to ask him if he can go back to Canada anytime soon, right? If he's allowed to.
I would assume.
Yeah.
That he's
a
dual citizen.
I don't even know if he's a citizen here. I think we talked to him before. He's just a green card guy here.
Yeah, I think he is. I think
okay.
He,
yeah.
Does he still?
But he is married to an American chick, but I'm not sure how that works.
Well, at one point, I know he was still doing that. Like, he had to go back to Canada and hang for a couple of weeks
he
every
did do
year
that.
To
okay.
maintain his status.
Yeah. Miss Ian Bagg. Funny dude, man.
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to be pretty – no, he's not busy at all.
No, he's not.
I did check and see if he had any dates.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
I got a nice note from our buddy Greg Warren. He sent a card to my house, my new house. Yeah.
Well, at least he knows where you live.
Well, yes, he does. Yeah, Greg Warren knows my new address. I'll give it to you guys later.
You just moved.
I did. I did just move 2 days ago.
Two days.
You moved about a year ago, right?
8 years. 8 years ago.
8 years? Okay.
8 years ago this weekend.
All right. I don't even know where Craig lives. And he's been there, what, since we moved to... How long has Craig been there?
Forever.
Yeah. And since
that's a good point. I know where Todd's at now, but Todd doesn't know where I'm at.
No.
Todd is the only one that I could drive to his house.
Oh, me too.
I don't know where you live. I don't know where Craig lives. I've been to Nick's house once, but that was to do
I have no idea where Nick lives.
That was to do his podcast.
I kind of know the area, but that could be, you know.
Yeah, I know the general area, but yeah. I couldn't get to his house if I had to.
That's because I've been in the same house for now. This is the longest I've ever had one address.
Me too. My last house was that way, too.
18 years I've been in that house.
Yeah. Tying North Dakota?
Oh, no. We moved several times when I was in North Dakota, so I never had the same physical address for more than 10 years.
Todd this is a personal record.
Todd was an oil guy brat.
And then I turned into a radio guy.
You traveled a lot.
And I moved every couple of years.
You traveled a lot.
I either got a better job offer or I got fired.
Yeah, that's what usually works in a lot of businesses, yeah.
All right, we missed this late in the show yesterday. Actually, it came in just about at the end. But we're talking about the fake IDs.
Yes, we were.
And Ryan writes, speaking of fake IDs, I was 16. Couldn't grow a full beard, so I was the designated beer buyer.
Screw that guy.
Had one of those old laminated licenses and made a fake for myself and a buddy, and we decided to go to a strip bar. One we've been to that no longer exists. I was in there for an hour, got a lap dance upstairs.
Only chance?
Yep. It was last chance. The Lariat.
Oh, yeah.
Lariat Club in Fremont, Nebraska.
Yeah, there were some gnats in there.
Got a lap dance upstairs. Looked two chairs over, and there's my dad.
Really? Oh, that is excellent.
Oh, this is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right, our eyes locked. I knew I was caught. He got up and said, get home and don't tell your mother, and gave my dancer a 20.
That's a great story because he's got to keep his son happy. He can't be mad at his son if he's there behind his wife's back. Good thing, I wonder if his dad was getting some. Probably not.
Yeah, he was probably
over there watching my dad.
That's when you wait and bust out at dad's funeral.
What a great story, man. Hopefully mom's still dead, though. I think you'd rape back dead if mom's dead, too.
Yeah, you know. But maybe not from the pulpit, but, you know, later on at the reception, you got to tell that
story.
There's
my dad. I love
him. Yeah, I've never snagged my dad at the strip club.
No, me neither. I've been to the strip club with my dad a bunch of times. Back in the day, we used to golf, yeah.
But did you ever lock eyes in the lap dance room?
No. I got him lap dances in the by the just right there
at the table.
Table, yeah. I used to buy him those all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, but you also bought him hookers.
No, I did not spend money.
Well,
you got him.
You got him the hooker.
I did up it though.
You made it happen.
I did get a chance to up the ante on that.
No money changed hands.
No.
But you made it happen.
Yeah. I did make it happen. We made it happen.
He was just the pimp.
Oh, yeah.
He was
damn
just
right.
The middleman.
Damn right.
And got nothing except for maybe some gratitude.
Stories.
Oh, a lot of gratitude. Yeah.
Stories.
Good. You thank me a lot for that. All right. Greg Evans, Nick Allen, Ian Bagg. Thirsty Thursday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.